Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl Goldie Honey. You're listening to Real Steel Radio. Y'all already know today is gonna be freaking crazy. When I tell y'all, I have some dirt. I have some dirt, Jesus. Lord Jesus, it's a fall, because it's about to be one today. And of course, we got some gossip, some ratchetness around the DFW, some good music from local artists, and some of those let you know. And as always, we have other stuff to bring to y'all. So we're going to get to this first jam, give y'all some of that H-Town vibe, you know what I'm saying? And we'll be right on back.
Baby, put your arms around me, tell me I'm a problem. No, I'm not the guy you thought you knew and thought you wanted. Underneath the pretty face is something complicated. I come with a side of trouble, but I know that's why you say it, because
they don't know, 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 they don't know. We be in the same room. We don't never say shit. Keep it between me and you. And we cool, cause they don't know. I'm the one you be texting when you be up at your job. I'm the one that bought that Benz to sing your garage. I'm the reason you don't stress when shit gets hard. And anything you want is all yours. Birthday, I'm the one who saw your birthday suit. Got the Birkin bag, all that birthday coupe. I keep it all real, I ain't gotta tell lies to you. You the only one who knows the truth. They don't know, never say shit. Keep it between me and you. And we cool, cause they don't know. They don't even know I know you. You don't be talking like a lame bitch. You follow all the rules, you keep it cool. We was at the same hotel, Super Bowl and All-Star Week. You be acting shy, but you really an all-star freak. Bet you got my name tattooed on your body. They don't know you belong to me. Yeah. About the code names and the secret island trips. When I be up in that pussy, I be calling you my bitch. They don't know you like me. They don't know you like me. They don't even know that I share you with my wifey. They don't know, they don't know. We be in the same room. We don't ever say shit. Keep it between me and you. And we cool, cause they don't know. They don't know. You don't be talking like a lame bitch. You follow all the rules, you keep it cool. You deserve the rewards. G5 planes, you deserve the board. Tell them other lames they can swerve, of course. And I swear to God, I'ma curve them broads. Cause they don't know. Vacations, they don't go. You stay patient, and I respect that. Cause you know how to pay your post. The mother bitches get antsy. Why a nigga never treat them fancy. You get yours off and bird off while they bargain shopping on Delancey. You ain't even see your sister. Your mama thinking you don't even like niggas. Instagram, you don't even like pictures. That's why I'm fucking with you. They don't know, they don't
turn the lights on.
Never say shit. Keep it between me and you. And we cool, cause they don't know.
Keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn
after you should leave them. Cause sister, you don't need it. And I ain't trying to gas you up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. About my curfew and broke the rules, ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream, and how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. I'm trying to make a dollar out of this thing. It's hard to be the shit and still pay your rent. And in the end it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night my buddy lost his hope.
You know, man, I had a discussion with both of y'all just craziness going on in the workplace, and it makes it hard, it's like a lot of underhanded racist stuff going on. But, you know, that happened anywhere, I guess. But, you know, I done seen scumball at his finest as of lately, and just gotta watch you be around. That's all I can say. But everything was, as far as everything else, you know, I don't front than loving.
Good night.
Good night. Shoot, man. It's actually a pretty busy weekend. For Valentine's Day, I turned up at Zoop. I met that boy Joe Budden in person. He was cool. He was just a regular old Joe. You know how TV does with people. It adds extra to people.
But yeah, he's clean.
Yeah, you know how they do it. You know, extra TV. And I was getting twerked up. Shout out to that. And somebody's doing a surfboard dance on me. Surfboard. No. But my legs are sore from that. From going in, because then, you know, people always try to have dance contests with me out in the club, people. I put that for that disclosure out there. If you're going to be out and about and you're going to go against me, don't do it. Saturday, I had the chance to go to the Thin Line Film Fest. And that was pretty fun, man. Got a chance to check out some really hot concerts. I got a chance to go check out the EDM. And then I went over and went across a little bit across the square. And then went and checked out my boy AZ. And that was a great show because that was like the first time. Now, I've already seen AZ rap, but it was like, it was a whole other element. He had a band behind, playing this stuff too. So it was like an unplugged version of his performance. And I've never seen him perform. Like, just the level of how he was performing was just, that was a whole other level he took it to. So that was fun. Got a chance to get a lot of people showing love to Human Canvas. Definitely like that, man. It was just unreal. And then, heck, man, we here this week now. It's chilling and laughing. And shout out to Bank of America for being some marks. They know what they did. But that's pretty much it, man.
You almost got it. I could type Jeopardy. I typed Jeopardy. I spelled it wrong inside the search audio. So you almost got it.
Oh, you want to press the button on me? Okay. Bitch.
Ding, ding, ding. Time to play me too, man.
Okay, now me, I had all right. We pretty much are down to needing televisions if we're going to need flat screen TVs and getting the dining room set. It's pretty much all we need left for our house. So, I mean, we're just excited about that. We're getting everything. You know, everybody's all stressed out about our wedding because it's less than 30 days away. But we pretty much all of our vendors are on board and everything set to motion. And, you know, I'm just trying to make sure these bridesmaids have their dresses together and the grooms have their suits / attire together. So, I mean, that's really all that I can do. That's all I've been up to is trying to plan that. And I also started a job next week. I go back to one of my favorite bosses and favorite companies ever because it is contract work. So it's not like I get fired for, you know, whatever. So I'm excited to go back to that and working with children. So I have an exciting couple of months or so coming up. And, you know, I just thank y'all. I already got to get ready for Thursdays, every Thursday 10 o'clock. So I'm just be excited. Now,
I was at the president.
Now, how y'all niggas been out there in the land? Y'all right? Okay. So, after all this messing, we go into the good old gossip. And it's called the read, because usually it's, y'all, there's never any, it's like usually one or two stories that are positive that I put out there, and the other 90% is straight ratchet. So we report both things, and we read people from top to bottom. The first story that calls for our attention is this Nigerian singer, and I want to say her name is Denixia. Yeah, it could be Denixia or something
wait,
like that.
Hold on, wait. You said the dude's name is Jaleesa. What?
No, it's a Nigerian singer. Her name is either Denixia or Denixia.
Oh.
I don't remember by the spelling because I didn't write it down. But basically, she's from Nigeria, and she started out as a dark-skinned, killer-nosed black woman, and now she's come out. She got fairly popular in Nigeria, and now she's come out with a skincare line that basically, you know, with the bleaching, she does bleaching, and it's like the most expensive bleaching crap ever. It costs you anywhere from $50 to $150 a pop. And she claims it's supposed to be for acne, but she started out dark, and she went to, like, Paula Peck, Tina Knowles, light skin. So, basically, media takeout, they blasted her, and she said after the article, she would think people would even try to boycott or whatever, she actually sees a 1,000% increase in her sales that was all from United States customers. So, I want to know how y'all feel about this because keep in mind, her shit is not cheap. It's $50 to $150 for a little bitty bottle that's made in the last week and a half if you're actually trying to bleach and use it.
Okay, first off, it's media takeout, so that's how I feel about it. I report that from FTN or how long they have. Second off, come on with the goddamn bleach and stuff, man. Like, this team white skin, team dark skin, crap ass culture are freaking in. Like, it's just crazy.
I'm just not even that. A lot of girls that were like, I seen the comments on her Instagram when she posted her sales report for the day from yesterday and how she had a sales increase. And it was a lot of girls that were like, you're so beautiful and, you know, we started as the same color and I'm trying to get to your color now and blah, 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 blah. But if you go back and look at her first picture when she was darker, she had natural blonde. She had a natural nose, and she had a natural skin tone color. She now has a color that doesn't look real. She has a very obvious movement, and she has a skinny white person nose. So it's just like, girl, it's different if you just want to bleach your skin, but, like, you're trying your damnedest to be white.
So talking about she looks like a cartoon?
She actually looks like a person, but the stuff about her doesn't look real. It looks like I'm trying to make it in the hip-hop industry, so I'm trying to have a combination of all the things I see on female rappers and girls that are in the industry in the United States.
What's she trying to be, the next superhero?
I don't know what she's trying to be, but...
Shout out to the partner, the prices. Dang, people... It's only like increasing sales. Then people do whatever, man. That's the spit the heck in. I don't even trust me, man. From first day in, yeah. I mean, at one point in time, yeah, it was annoying that, you know, being different was annoying because people always hated you being different. But as an adult, man, you gotta grow out that crap. Like, seriously, being different. We think about all these artists. I've always tried to sell real stupid, like wearing skirts and all that kind of stuff. That's because they're trying so hard to be different instead of just doing different stuff that's naturally them. And that's why people do that. It's all right to be different. Like, don't try to fit in so bad. Your quirks actually sometimes can play as an advantage to helping you do what you need to do. So I'm just tired of it, man. Like, if you're a grown person, and you still allow that stuff to change you like that, you got to come on, grow,
at some point in time, you got to tell yourself to grow the fuck up.
Like, yeah, I mean, I agree. I definitely think y'all should look up this story and form y'all on opinions about it, because it's like I said, she's trying to promote it as fight acne scars and helps you like dark elbows, but you went from black to ash white. Like, nobody's here for your commercial, ma'am. And we're not going to use to light up the damn elbows. Everybody that bought that thing is trying to get white. And that's it. It's not, they're not using it for your claims. Because if you go inside the beauty supply store, it's this brand called Black and White or whatever. And they're like $24, $50 just to lighten your skin. And I asked a man one time before I became familiar with what it was for, or allegedly for, and he was like, yes, African women come in here all the time. And he was meaning like African. Like, I had asked him, are you black? He was like, no, African women come in here all the time and buy skin bleaching. So it's really deep-rooted from way, it is actually deep-rooted from way back when. It's not just some black man or something like that. This crap is deep-rooted within us, because in a place where a whole country looks the same, or the indifference is like you being light-skinned is frowned upon more than you having that dark skin of the skin that you're born with, I don't understand why the need to want to be white or to want to be, look like something that is not going to accept you regardless. I don't understand that. I don't know, girl. Get your life together.
Yeah, man, I love me good and get a little ashy.
do you? So I said, yeah, it's good you're getting your money and you get sales, but at what cost? Like, your family doesn't notice you anymore. They probably know you if you are around them, but they don't notice the little girl that they had grown up. Like, you're a totally different woman from head to toe, and now you're fucking up everybody else's appearance all in the name of, I'm trying to get a check. And you're supposed to be a singer, not a bleach advertiser. Okay, all right. So, it's Tiny Harris. She's on fucking Instagram. She's still upset that, you know, after they had their little public fight, her and T.I. had their little public fight, you know, she's upset that, you know, T.I.'s fans are not respecting Tiny. Like, he'll post pictures of himself and girls and be like, ooh, I'm so glad you got rid of Tiny. I can't wait to hear you. Why? So today she had enough. She went to one girl's page and was like, oh, you dumbass little hoe, in her little Atlanta language and shit. And she would be like, fuck you, girl. I still got him. And don't blah, 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 blah. She was e-thugging. And she got too much money for that. So, I mean, you got way too damn much money for that. I guarantee you, you got too much money for that. I need you to calm down. I need you not to be
blowing out. I can't credit them too much as making that Christmas cartoon that you told me about.
You got less than cartoon.
I did not record this cartoon.
That cartoon was horrible. That was the most horrible animation ever. And I think it's funny when they go on, like, radio stations and stuff, and, like, the people are trying to kiss butts, but they're like, yes, congratulations on that that cartoon, man. You're going to pick up. No. I guarantee you, we're not bringing that up. We'll talk about how your other accomplishments and how we like a couple songs off your albums and what our favorites are and what we remember about your music and stuff like that. But one thing I'm not going to do is kiss your butt. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. But, yeah, she basically been in her feelings. She's been posting stuff on Instagram about how, you know, being a ride or die, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're so bad, man. You're way too over that. Why don't you like, go be with your children, go whoop majors behind because you're sad. I know, yeah, major. Go whoop majors behind because you're sad and go on about your life. How about that? All right. So, I don't know if y'all seen this, But did y'all see the Drake video when he snapped the mic out of Diddy's hand? He did the hover tap via microphone. Basically, Diddy was like, he was talking or rapping or whatever he was doing. And Drake pretty much fronted that nigga. Like, he took them and just started talking. Like, have y'all seen this video?
No, I have not seen that video yet.
Yeah, I have got to see that. All you have to do is type in Drake. It's on you within the most recent news of Google. It's freaking hilarious because Diddy's face is just like, oh, my God, no, don't do it. I can't live anymore. I wish Drake, Aubrey Graham would snap the mic out of my hand. I think that me and Aubrey will have to be going at it. I guarantee it. One of my stories is taking forever to load, and I really don't feel like waiting on it. So we're going to get into the ranch in the DFW area. We'll talk to you back to that. We can load it, and I'm able to put it up.
I have another story I want to go in on. This story in particular, I want to make a news flash. I don't know how many times I'm going to say it. I need people to stop yelling out stuff about Boosie, about what date he getting out. Just shut up, wait for him to get out, and then celebrate. Shut the hell up.
Man, you only saying because you ain't a real man. A real nigga in the boogie.
No, man, I just got to
need to stop. Those usually the type of people that be sitting there defending them, people that talk like that.
Yeah, Rudy getting out March 2nd. Like, he's just crazy,
he
stuff like that. Like, come on, man.
I thought he was supposed to get out on Valentine's Day.
You know what's cracking me up about Boosie, though? When they announced that whole story about him going back into jail for...
Yes, I was getting ready to say that.
Why was there no fans that was like, good? Like, everybody was like, oh, that bitch foul. She ain't going to be able to get no child support in jail, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, but if this nigga owes $87,000 and he still has to keep paying off what he owes currently, I'm pretty sure the judge is not going to be in his favor anyway if he was to have to go to court for that jail. I'm just saying. So everybody was all, man, she messed up as soon as they saw the jail.
You know what's crazy, too? Some of these chicks are sitting here yelling that stuff. They're the main ones charging their baby daddy up for child support. So they need to take a goddamn seat, don't we?
I saw that instantly lagged. It sounded like a hoax, but...
It's not
going
right away to me.
Yeah, Boosie was sad. Well, you know that nigga getting out of jail soon. That's a myth.
I would have person that story in face value. Let alone
he
come get that guy there.
But he gone, shut the world.
Definition of me.
And I'm sorry. If you go back and listen to his music, I don't know. I don't want to hurt y'all feelings and y'all blow my stuff up. Cause yeah, he got a couple of songs that you can still ride out to, and that you're still old enough to want to jam to. But there are a lot of songs that y'all have to understand. They were under 21, and so were y'all when y'all listened to it. If y'all still going back to that music and saying, "Oh, this shit hard as fuck," you need to reevaluate what you teach your life.
Well, I'm thinking now, so I don't need cable, even though I got cable.
Like, you know the songs that were best in him were songs like when he was on somebody else's song featuring, or he had like a big feature on his song.
All right, this is club joint. His club joint were his global joints. His ratchet joints are his regular songs that he's known for were really only hot down here, like Texas, Florida, New Orleans, stuff like down here, down south. Other than that, like, you only knew Zoom, you know, shit like that. Wipe me down.
Baby
like
mama, baby mama, I'm tired of you.
Because some other songs, somebody will listen to that and be like, why is he sounding like an egg? Like, if y'all wanted to know what I meant when I said I sounded like an egg, that's how Little Boosie sounds thinking. He sounds like an egg. That's how I sounded on the show.
Boosie laughs.
Little Boosie laughs.
Oh,
I heard it down so long. Le Boussoula.
What about this DFW news, man? What's been going on?
Oh, we also mentioned that new studies came out. She cannot dance. It's a K. Michelle cover.
It's not going to be funnier, though, the more you say it. It's always
funny. It is funny. It's funny. It's funny. You first of all, I said
it.
And that video there. Yes, Lord. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, Lord. That video there. That was hilarious.
I'm not doing that again. I'm not doing that again for y'all, ever.
Yes, one more. Can we get one more again?
No, sorry.
Who was barking? Who was that barking?
No, that was Sierra doing that. Sierra did that voice. No, it's just video, okay? She's making fun of this video, okay? It was just this bad white girl. She was... I want you right now to get your eyes off my pad, man. It would keep panning at her and panning at a big old bag of chocolates on the table when it was
I've been eating watermelon.
People
ain't gonna let that sound great.
There's so many stupid memes about that.
It's just for y'all. It's stupid.
Did you see the chase? Did you see the one where the girl tried? She had a surfboard, and she tried to jump on it and bust her behind.
I just remember that gay dude humping that girl head in the bathtub.
Do not do
Crunk Cocoa. Oh, man. And he had the damn iron board
outside
the toilet.
Like he was throwing up on the toilet. I just kidding with this dude, man.
Okay. You done? Extra?
Yes. Oh, shoot. Shout out to Gabby for the video. Just time to do it. Oh, man, I'm going to get real.
Okay,
oh,
so,
man. Yeah.
So, say, I know you probably have some questions and ideas over here. You want to share with us?
I'm
about to mute you.
Apparently your girl, she loony. she her excuse for what she does, like when her excuse for trying to get that old dude that ain't interested in her is that she's human and she's a lady. And her excuse for everything is that she's human. So I'm like, everybody else must be aliens, man, because you're the only human on this earth that act the way you act. She doesn't get sarcasm. So you're an entertainer. Get to me. You know what? If you tell me that I can move into your mom's house at my age and you at your age, and your mom gonna cook for me and clean my dirty underwear, then me and you can get together and get married. That sounds like sarcasm to anyone else. This is her. She'll actually go home and tell her mom this. This is a lady dang near 50. Go home and tell her mom this, because she seriously is contemplating trying to do that so she can get married to this dude. Now, you know, conversations like that happen every other day when it comes to this lady.
I think she needs Jesus big white jacket that has Velcro on the side.
She very good. No, but she said that she looking for a virtuous man in his 30s that's a virgin. And old boy promptly responded to her that you're never going to find that.
I want it.
So when she does this, does she actually assume that he's going to be like, oh, I see you've grown and you seem a little bit more intelligent. Let's get together. Because it seems like every time she says something to him, where she be for real, she thinks she sounds like philosophical.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm just human.
yes. You just said her response perfectly. Whenever he says something crazy to her, I'm just human.
Wow.
She's retarded. I promise.
I gotta give her one.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And I do. It ain't gonna work. Ain't gonna work with this room.
So,
either
one of y'all got to do more
rest
before I get to this story that the whole black
people, yes,
Twitter wants to hear.
DFW News. How y'all must get fired on the job 3 times the same day for three different things? Come on now.
What is that?
This is how we got fired. That's how y'all get fired 3 times. They was going for that. I was like, damn.
But how you almost get fired 3 times?
I was saying, it still make it, man. God, damn, how you still make it.
Maybe she does good work.
You said what now?
Maybe she does good work.
Well, she a newbie, so I. But you know how jobs do it. You them first 9 days, they fought anything to get that behind out of there.
Which I don't understand, because you have to go to find a whole other person to interview.
Right.
Take more time. I never understand that. Whatever.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure that out. Well, you figure it out. You come back and tell me.
Okay. So, Black Twitter, I know y'all listening. I know y'all listening. So, today, from about, like, maybe around 6 o'clock last night is when I first got on Twitter and seen it. And then I still seen it when I woke up and was online around, like, 3 or whatever. And so, basically, some girl named Jeannie, two hours part of Black Twitter, she usually tweets as Darth Ben, are like Benny Durr, and like everybody retweets her stuff on Twitter. So she literally has been talking to some guy for years, and they never met or whatever. And basically, some fan or some random person seen a girl in Applebee's that looks just like her. That took a picture, and they put all of her pictures next to this one girl. And for years, I used to get on Urban Chat with her, and we were all in the forums together. And at one point in time, they had a big restaurant where you're supposed to put your proof pictures up if it was real and all of this other stuff. Well, the one guy that she was talking to, he was the one that was like, she real, you ain't got to see her video, I've seen her real life, blah, 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 and doing all of this lying for her. And so then to come to find out that she's not necessarily a catfish, but she's not the girl that she was putting out to be. She was saying that she was like 145 pounds, but then somebody posted a picture of the rest of her, and she got to be at least 400-500. So basically, so back then, she was saying that me and one other girl were real, because if y'all see my picture,
hey, I had to cut you off though, Major League.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Go to sleep. So basically, if y'all seen the picture, if y'all seen the picture with the red stone, y'all know that's me. But she told the guy for years that I'm having a fake profile, I'm a catfish, and all this stuff of her. And I'm like, I have YouTube videos, I have a Facebook full of people that know me, not people that I have never seen, but full of people that know me. And I have a MySpace and all that stuff at the time. And so she would feel like, no, but I'm real, so I'm not going to argue with y'all. And I guarantee you, I'm not a big girl like you and no girl and this and this and that. And so basically, anybody that is on Twitter or anybody that has an Urban Click / Urban Chat, her name is still Vinny_. And if you go look at Vinny_, you will see that it's all still those same face pictures. But she's claiming that she's 145 pounds. All up and down her thing. She got herself as slim.
Okay,
she's
well,
ready.
From my experience, from MySpace all the way to Facebook, if a bitch got a number of face shots, that whole fat. I'm sorry. That's just what that is.
but she's one of those girls. She's like, I'm going to say Twitter popular, because she literally has like dang near a million followers because she's supposed to be funny or whatever. And so somebody tweeted a picture of her body today. Nobody had ever seen her body. They thought she had a pretty face. And so somebody tweeted a picture of her body, but everybody's like, I don't even know this girl, but y'all do.
I bet you that her walking around looking like the number 8. Round in the motherfucker. A circle on top of a circle. Bitch, look like a circle on top of a circle.
Stand next to somebody then, you look like the number 10. I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah,
bitch won't call in.
Twitter, I guarantee you. I gave one guy direct mentioned me on Twitter. He said she wants to know. I gave you the information. If you go to Urban Chat, Vinny_, see her stuff. I guarantee you, it's no game. No game. Same girl. The same girl. And so, so, yeah, that's my recipe to be a little here, because this girl used to come so hard for everyone. It was just the pudding that I was real. So, karma. But, yeah.
Man.
Don't even pick the link again for me, because somebody in the chat room asked me.
Our listeners be on it, don't they?
Yes, they do.
You say, I missed that. What's the end of that? End of that link, say it again.
What's the end of what link?
I'm
talking about old girl.
Sorry, Sammy, hush.
That's what I just said, the same thing he said, nigga. What's the link?
The link is Urban, I think it's Urban Click now. UrbanCLIQ.com /BNNY_. If it's not one underscore, it's two. And like I said, it's the same person. If you know Dark Vinny or Vinny Durr or whatever, this is the same girl. Because I used to argue with her. And then when I seen her on Twitter.
Wait, let me clarify this. Okay, so it's Urban Click as in C-L-I-T?
Yeah, urbanclick.com/Vinny, V-N-N-Y, underscore, or underscore, underscore. I'm not sure if it's one of those.
Oh, she can leave her page now.
She did.
Yes, she did.
Let me find out that bitch is a listener. She's a listener.
No,
thank you for putting money in our pockets.
One girl mentioned me as soon as I posted it, like literally 2 seconds later, this girl was like, so what you know? I'm like, don't worry about it, tune in. Tune in. Tune in, my dear.
Mm.
But yeah.
Somebody's a little salty.
Yeah, it's funny. I will find the link. If I log into my account, I'll put the link back.
Hey,
in
y'all, breaking news. Hold on, y'all. I got some breaking news.
What?
Why my cousin just say he know a bitch named January?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Really, though. I'm sorry. That was just like extra ratchet to me. Anybody
like,
ever
what?
Met a bitch named January?
January.
Yes.
I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I do know one name. I'm dumb. I know one name, January. She used to work with me. Probably the same person.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
Yeah,
I'm
I
sorry.
I ain't tell nobody that I had typed gibberish in Jimmy's Facebook for him to wake up.
You said you're not going to tell nobody what?
I said, I ain't gonna tell nobody I had to type gibberish into your Facebook chat for you to wake up and call back in.
I know you're not talking about me, though.
I ain't gonna tell nobody. I said I ain't gonna tell nobody.
You just told all of our listeners, nigga. So what's
Woo!
That about a good, what's that about a cool 2 mil?
That's to be more careful.
You so wrong for that.
But
yeah,
your post is
1055.
Jimmy, do you have any ratchetness in
the DFW
area or anything that you heard about?
No ratchetness, no news, none of that. The only thing that I saw, the only thing that I just really saw that was extra amazing to me was when I was at my cousin's house. And one of the little young ratchets came through, and she made the pole disappear with her ass cheeks.
I'm sorry, that's not
what?
True.
Yes, nigga. She wrapped her ass cheeks around the pole, and you could not see the pole. Hey, I'm just saying, that's a big old humongous ass. I'm just saying, that's what you call cheeks, nigga.
You know we're not finna comment with you, right?
I know. Hey, I told y'all I didn't have no news. That's all I had. That is all I had.
Into the chat room, why? He said like
but you do,
dollars.
But you do know what I have.
Why,
right?
Why is he entertaining you? He said like a hot dog bun.
So,
they must be going in on that bitch.
So, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to premiere one of these guys messaging me every Thursday. And it's like, are you going to play my song today? Are you going to play my song today? So, I told him I'm going to play the song today. And his name is Mr. Young TM, and this song is called Play the Game. I listen to it. It's okay for me. And, you know, I just want y'all to listen to it, give you a good, honest review. If you think it's whack
or not, and we'll be back after the music break for the pocket change. Is it me or am I trying too hard? I looked up and got confused with the star. That made me wonder. If I don't make it with this, hug gon' pull me under. Somebody catch me slipping through this dark tint on my window. Wildy, this got his frowns for me. But what I really need is for someone to smile for me. You know,
That sunshine when all my troubles raining down. Just a little something to keep a nigga head from off the ground. And I know the devil want my soul. If I trade for money, I might strike some gold. You never know, if I don't blow, I might just lose control. Cause all this stressing for a blessing got me on my toes. But what it feel like? His baby getting hungry, plus he never got money when she need food in her tummy. I guess he gotta rob. Do the crime, you do the time. It's messed up though, they gave my nigga life. And they know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I ain't tripping, dog, I know this ain't life. Keep your head up and watch your back, you gotta know when they sight. This world cold and we ain't living it right. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn. Truth is, I had to learn on my own. Young boy became a man on his own. You gotta learn to play the game. Now you tell me what's realer. Me rap about my life or try to front like I'm a killer. Don't push me though. Through the grapevine I heard. Don't respect you unless you rapping about trapping him. And I don't need nobody featured on my shit. Out by myself. Stack this dough out by myself. Pick the pen up. Going right ahead all by myself. Cause I remember how they left when I was begging for some help. Think it's time to show the world with this one. I might f*** around and leave my old girl for this one. Nah, I'm just playing, but I'm just saying no. Got bad, I started feeling like the antidote. Hey, just for my niggas out here tired of stressing. Got me guessing, should I take my chance and learn my lesson? I got mouths to feed, and I ain't worried about it. Trying to kill my dreams, cause they know it ain't right. I know it ain't right. I ain't tripping, dog, I know this ain't life. Keep your head up and watch your back, you gotta know when they sight. This world cold and we ain't living it right. You gotta learn to play the game. You gotta learn to play the game. Hey, you gotta learn. Truth is, I had to learn on my own. Young boy became a man on his own. You gotta learn to play the game.
That white guy, y'all limitless. I'm insane mentally. I'm Edward Gain on Fifth Symmetry. sympathy. For all you rappers that think that your diss songs are limiting me, funny. Ha ha ha, yo, I'm laughing. Now stop with all of the gassing. Or I'm popping off with the magnum. And the shot sent through your G-Wagon. Hope the news don't catch all this action. Hope it's room to bury your casket, bitch. I don't have time or patience to deal with this rapper shit. I'm on my grind, just focused on us. I don't see none of these rapper clicks. All of this false shit that y'all making up. Where all the bodies you claim y'all get? Where all the hellies you claim y'all hit? Just like I thought, shit ain't that enough. It seems like it ain't no one. Trust. Feel like nobody keep peace cause I got a bust. Posted up with my thug like Nicka. What? And your hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Who can I trust? Feel like nobody keep peace cause I got a bust. Posted up with my thugs like Nicka. What? And your hate towards me, I don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Man, who can I trust?
Yeah. I'm ready to love you, love you, love you. Sound good.
Yeah, yeah.
I need you to believe me when I say I'll never leave. I'm here to stay. No matter the struggle,
Let's play big bank, take love bank. You are looking at a shark in a fish tank. When I'm in the kitchen, I make plenty cash. Tell shawty call me, she got plenty ass.
Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
Okay, first I bag, 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 Louis backpack. Where's Paris Hilton? Where's Cat Stack? I'm Rambo with this ammunition. My camo come from True Religion. I'm broke, broke, broke. Can't pay attention. Yo, cue to missing. New edition. Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong with my line. When I call my baby's number, I get a click every time. Every line. It's dope, you can snow. Work in the pool, I can make it do a robot. I'm haterphobic, they mad cause I'm winning. They busy hind catching. Mad cause I'm pitching. All my different. All my diamonds glistening. My so loud, everybody listen. They say it's for the birds, so I bought it. My Boost Mobile chirping. It must be my amigo.
Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
You crazy, hey. No, I'm crazy, yeah. Wrong with these lily, better get on their knees and pray. Y'all rap that rich gang, where's Stunner, where's Wayne? That's red on my wrist bang, SB, Mac Main. Tail Tiger, looking for this tall black China. Take in a hot flash, menopause hot flash. Yes, that's why I'm crown queen, and I ain't looking for the prom king. These whole careers ain't promising, killing me, crime scene. Oh, that's how I'm do it. 50 black trucks gon' follow when I pull up. This hit you in the chin like a pull up. My door's so cocky, my door's so stuck up. Oh, how about the space car? The space press, I call him a space bar. Man, I wish a would. $100,000 engine, I wish a could.
Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
I don't even think these things understood what the fuck I just said. I said, $100,000 engine. How wish I could. Like the little engine. That good. Get it. 2 Chainz.
Live the life of a celebrity. A made nigga way bigger than the mother cat you love to see. Can I talk to you for a minute?
It's like I'm doing a lot of interviews. Calling my name everywhere. Hey, Zay.
Come on, man. I live the life of a celebrity. A made nigga way bigger than the mother cat you love to see. I'm getting paid like I'm supposed to. My homies call me on my mobile, wanna hang, we still close to. I switch position with them pole cats. I write raps, make millions like that. I like that. And I never was a rich man, a rubber band for a wristband. Got going, had to switch plans. Trauma still don't stop. The freeway getting chased by some bad bitches.
Las Vegas, the same night. Me and 112 on the same flight. It ain't easy being worldwide. I'm seeing murder come with fame in this rap game. Gotta stay strapped to be rap, so I pack things. All my niggas pack things. And plus, we love the ball. Don't want no problem with you, homie. I mean, none at all. Until my rich cat put them big face bills in the air. My poor cat sell most sex. See there, love, we millionaires. Been all around the world. Turn the squares into true players. Keep watching, turn the Cartiers. Local turn the Gators. Point three, turn the 5Cs. All these talkies. Jump in the bench, hit the shark boss. You know they love to see a hot dog. Chance to return your call, I'm in Chicago. I'm getting paid, man, bigger figures everywhere that I go. I'm still hearing about the drama popping in the hood. Heard that you niggas doing good, and I like that. Heard that niggas got the block locked. You tell me, can't Big Chris run drop top. Floor in the beat and letters from my fans, hard to write back. Put a fly picture in the mail, hope they like that. Brand at the same, no killer star. The magazine to the big screen, he ain't easy as a shit scene. Throwing up producers as I pass by. Showing love to the south side, all the players outside.
These hoes, hey, players never sweat. Ooh, these hoes, hey.
I didn't like
supposed to dip. I can't say believe you played name. That shit, though. Let me find out you fucking with, let me find out you fucking with H-Time.
That was 112.
Wow.
Nah, it sounded like some Big Mo shit going off.
Oh,
you
no,
act like I was actually listening to what was playing.
Let me play just the beginning for you.
Live the life of a celebrity. A made nigga way bigger than the mother cat you let us see.
Upset.
Oh,
I'm finna fire up on y'all
Tupac.
Ass. Y'all tripping.
He so thought he was Tupac. I hate him. He is not Tupac.
I'm telling you, in that little Tupac play, he going to be Tupac.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that cracked me up. That song used to make me and my brother cry laughing back in the day.
Hey, so it's time for what, guys? What time is it for?
I ain't going to tell you because you're going to get some booty. I can't even get that. You ain't finna do that jingle. That's what you're not gonna do.
Dang like.
So we in the 11 o'clock hour, and basically that means it's time for Hockey Change.
Jangle.
Yeah, as long as you
didn't jingle,
bitch. Jangle,
don't you do it. No. Okay, how about this? Jangle, bitch. How about that?
Okay.
That works.
Okay, if y'all don't know what pocket change is, it's basically like the Dear Sally letter, blah, 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 whatever dear whoever letter, like, dear Amanda, that's me. I was ever get that. Yeah, that's what this is. It's just the ratchet
ask
version.
Ask Amanda.
So basically, people give us their, they have questions. They give us their love stories, their hate stories, their school stories, their stripping stories, whatever stories. And they want us to let you know how we feel about it. And 9 times out of 10, we do. And it's usually not the answer they want to hear. We've had people cuss us out. We've had people call us lame, corny.
We've had people write blogs about us that nobody ever read because they have no following.
Oh, yes. Welcome to that. That's fun. Because I remember early, it reminds me of early days here. Somebody really took the time to make a fake Facebook about me and a fake Yahoo page about me because they couldn't understand my show was out doing this.
Oh, shit.
Bro.
Oh, my bad. Don't trip. That's my nigga Keisha, fool. That's my nigga Keisha.
That's Flim, nigga. That's that nigga Flim.
She is not my boss.
So, okay.
OG shit over here, nigga.
To sum the letters up before I get into them, we have one girl that is retarded as hell with her love life. We have one girl who just needs a simple answer from us. And we have two or three guys. I'm just going to read one of these letters who have questions today. We usually get like one guy every other week.
Yeah.
We have two guys. Okay. I want to know. Hey, Riley.
Hell, for like a month straight, it was what's his name? The pimp named Slickback. It was that nigga. Yeah, for like a month straight, he was the only nigga right then with his no game having ass.
You talking about Mr. I'm gonna throw the whole east side at the fucking jump.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Nigga couldn't pull a crayon out of a crayon box with kindergarten fingers. Hell, you mean?
Oh, man.
Okay. Are y'all ready for this first letter from this guy? To me, he just sounds very bitter, but I'll get into that. So, basically, his name is Marcus, and he's based in Los Angeles. Shout out to Mark, L.A. Hold up, all day through the bay. Yee! Anyway, he says,
I'm salty for that.
His subject is, how can I tell my wife I want a divorce? So, we already know where this is going. He's 26, and he said, I have already cheated on her. I drink way too much, and I do some stuff like smoke weed or catch attitudes with her just sometimes to get a rise out of her. I try to make her leave. I have no clue why she wants to be with me. She does love me. I mean, it's not that I'm a weird person. I'm addicted to love and sex, I guess you could say. I think it's best for her that I want to have sex with 18 to 24-year-old girls, not 32-year-old women like her. She has gained weight and is getting less attractive, and I really can't stand to see her, but I love her as a human being, not just her body. But what the hell? I kind of like having someone to cook and clean for me and do my laundry, and no, I'm not trying to be funny. This is really my life. I really feel this way. I fell in love with this woman almost 6 years ago, and I don't love the woman she is today. How can I politely break up with her?
Okay.
I got the magic answer for that. No, he ain't going.
I think we visited something like this before where somebody was talking about working out. So if he got such a problem with her, why he go, if it's about appearance and he doesn't like, has he addressed telling her, you know, or trying to be some kind of inspiration of getting her to work out and all that kind of stuff? If you being a part of problems, you can't say nothing. I mean he's just stupid.
True.
Dude.
True.
Don't get married if you're not serious about it, man. Like, we say this a lot, and I will not stop saying it. It's not about getting married. It's about staying married. So
soon people just try to get married because, like,
if
it's,
if you live in
it's
the present,
cool to do.
You're being.
Huh?
I said, even if you live, you're one of them people that doesn't live in the future and you live in the present, it's about being married, hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what caught my eye is this fucking letter was all over the damn place. Like, when I say all
over
the place, this letter was all over the place. Within the first
all I got to say is a double-minded mind is unstable in all his ways. Here you talking about. Because that letter is double-minded
off,
like a bitch.
He started off by saying, yeah, I cheated on her. And, yeah, I did this and this and that. But how do I leave her politely? Like, you've already done the dirty work. If she knows this, then just leave. Like, it's no polite way to say, hey, I fucked you over for all these years. Now I'm leaving you. Like, what polite way is there? And the fact that you're saying you don't like her body, you like 18 to 24-year-old bodies, that was unnecessary for you to even add into the letter.
Right.
I didn't get the point of you telling us that your wife that has a 4-year-old difference from you, because she's gotten bigger and you don't like how she's filling out, you start looking for 18 to 24-year-olds to have sex with and cheat on her with.
Well, I really ain't got too much to say but this. If you got married because of the outward appearance of your spouse, then you deserve any amount of stress that you're going through right now because you married the bitch for the wrong reason in the first motherfucking place. You're supposed to look on the inward of a person, not the outward. That's where people get fucked nowadays anyway, nigga. You better be lucky the bitch wasn't a tranny. That's what you better be since you was looking on the outward appearance any goddamn way, you dumb fuck. But,
yes.
Yes. Yes. But also, what I'm saying, nigga, he on the cool, he just being childish about the situation, really. I mean, if you're going to cut some shit off, just go on and cut it off. I mean, why linger? Why add extra shit into the equation, my nigga? I could see if she was a dumb bitch, a nagging bitch that just didn't get the picture and you had to show her better than you can tell her. My nigga, you ain't even tried telling the bitch yet. Goddamn, open your mouth and say something, nigga.
Exactly. She, the family, me, like, she got that old school mindset of we married forever. And
right.
And that's the mindset I had, but I say to the extent that even though she know he's cheating, she know he's doing everything in his power to not make it work, either she got something
It sounds to me like he's doing more to damage it is, than he is to goddamn make it better.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can easily be like, well, we can get a gym membership and go hit it together.
Yeah, yeah, nigga, that's the easiest solution right there, nigga. You ain't even really got to get a gym membership. Take your ass to Walmart, get the bitch 2 10-pound weights. Goddamn, you tell that hoe to get the walking, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Pump them arms while you walk, bitch.
But
I mean,
like
shit,
said,
my nigga.
But he
tell
he,
a bitch
he
do some water aerobics or something. You know what I'm saying? That shit works.
he put too much emphasis on that physical, but.
No matter who you with,
let's say he would play sub with one of these 18 to 24-year-olds that he say he fooling with. I mean, what you think gonna happen to them? The same thing that's happening with the ones you already talking about.
Exactly. Hey, and since he put so much emphasis on that, he talking about he like to have a bitch do his laundry, cook clean and this, that, and the third and all that shit. Your game must not be too tight if you can't get none of the young bitches to do that shit for you. No way, my nigga. Because if you're putting it down on a bitch, right, a bitch gonna want to do all that shit. She gonna keep your ass straight, goddamn me. Real nigga shit. So, goddamn me, there must be something wrong with that, nigga. You tell me why I gotta shut up, nigga? Hey, look. Hey. I'm just saying, though.
Yeah, that
if a nigga handle his business, his bitch gon' cook, his bitch gon' clean, she gon' wash them clothes, she gon' clean that house. He ain't gonna have to say shit. So, goddamn it, if he can't instill that in a new bitch or get the new bitch to realize that shit, then he don't need the new bitch. He just need to work it out with the bitch he got now, goddamn me. Put more effort into making the shit work than to destroying the bitch life. How you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can say you stupid as hell. You dumb as hell. That fucking letter was all over the place and you stupid. I can't give you no more advice. Like, leave, my nigga. You done gave us 50 million reasons why you shouldn't be with us. And I guarantee you if you ask her the same question, she'll give you 50 reasons why she want to stay versus why she want to leave, even though you done did all this fucking bullshit. How about you let her go so she can actually go be with somebody that actually wants somebody that want to be with her?
It's like, hold on, what they say on the damn Madea play? He say, get your piece of paper, draw a line down the middle. On one side put the good, on the other side put the bad. And if the good outweigh the bad, it work that shit out. If it don't, get that bitch them papers.
Hell, if you sitting there and you taking time trying to figure out the bad, you need to get the good and go.
Oh, shit, if it's that much bad to figure out, nigga, something wrong in the first place.
That's what I'm saying. If you got to sit down and ponder, what's the bad that we've been through? This is, and you trying to come up with a reason to leave, just leave. Bye. But all right, sir, we're not going to give you any more.
Yeah, we appreciate your letter. I'm glad it wasn't 50 pages, and I'm glad you actually had a little sense about yourself. I'm just gonna need you to order your mind and your thoughts and shit, sir. Yeah, I need you to get that shit. I need you to get that shit together. Yes, sir. But we thank you, sir.
Yeah. The 50 pages describes this next damn letter. Let me tell you how this girl starts this damn letter out. She started this letter out. The first four words are to shorten the story. Basically, the first paragraph is the short version of the letter, and then she still goes on to write five fuck-ass paragraphs after it. Like, read this shit, too. I want you to read this. I'm going to read the short version, and if I miss anything while y'all answering, I'll go back and read this long shit. I'm not going to do all that. So basically, the subject is it my fault or is it his fault? He says, to shorten the story, my boyfriend got me to the point of breaking up with him while he was on a vacation with his family. I did this through Facebook because I felt I had no choice. From shock, he was near a cliff and was walking alone, dark in the same night. And he fell and severely damaged his head. After I took him back, he confessed to this story, and he keeps blaming me that I'm the reason that he almost died and that I'm possessive and I need to shut up. Is it really my fault that...
Goldie. This bitch was watching as the world turns, a General Hospital or some shit, because this shit is not real. I don't want to hear the rest of that shit.
It is not real.
Go, fuck that. Go on to the next. That bitch ain't, hell no, she ain't getting a rise out of us. Go to the next level, my nigga. That bitch out her mind.
No,
like,
if you read
really
the first paragraph
something.
Of the long story, she described this nigga like a fucking novel. My boyfriend is extremely possessive, obsessive, clingy, angry, never understanding, always has ego problems.
Sorry, bitch, but you didn't get no rise out of us, bitch. We going on to the next letter, ho. Don't even write in no more.
Right.
Just don't even. That you out your goddamn mind.
Whatever Jerome did.
Right. This is not the strawberry letter, bitch. Hey, shout out to them, though. Shout out to them, though. We ain't making fun. Shout out to them. They started this shit. We just following.
Hell, if you ain't talking about giving us a damn Essence Festival and putting us in the damn fleet, we should be tired. Hey, y'all talking about you. What you going to do?
That bitch wrong for that, though.
I'm joking. Don't do it.
Bitch, oh,
don't
cow god, take me away, ass book.
I guarantee how this letter was long as hell, and she started it off by saying to shorten the story.
See, I hate.
We gon' show the world.
I hate the fact that they just tried to get one over on us, though, but we gonna let that bitch make it.
I told y'all these long-ass letters, I don't read them before the show. unless I go into my email like 2 days before and I read them, then I ain't gonna read that shit over. It's gonna be read live.
Hey, but look, hey, at least we have enough listeners to goddamn me to trash one right on the spot and pick up another one with no problem. So, circle file, you know what I'm saying? File 13, that file shit, circle 13. File, whatever you want to call it, and goddamn me move on to the next one.
Here you
okay.
go, show
this is the one from the guy. I don't know if I wanted to read because it was very simple. And I'm pretty sure y'all gonna give him a simple answer, but he's listening and he wants us to answer, so I guess we'll
okay.
Be. His name is James. He says, I think my girlfriend doesn't like me anymore. They've been dating for about 5 months. He loves her and she loves him too. He feels that she doesn't like him because whenever one of them had to leave, or if they're busy or they text each other, they always say they love each other and will take care of each other. But ever since yesterday, she stopped telling me she loved me, and she also told me she'll talk to me later because she doesn't know what's going on. I'm sure I didn't do anything to make her mad at me or anything. And yes, I'm kind of young, but I'm not. But I'm not young. Please help me.
Can I go first? Okay. First things first, if you done fell in love with a bitch after 5 months, sir, then there is a problem. I'm sorry. Shit just don't happen that fast with the generation that we in. I'm just going to keep it 100 with that one. And
actually,
one more.
It happens faster in this generation.
Does it?
It does.
Oh, well, I didn't think motherfuckers actually loved in this generation. I thought everybody was just trying to get them a nut, shit.
You such a nigga. You such a nigga.
Hey, I'm just being semi. Y'all know me, nigga. But now, damn, what was I finna say? I lost my thought. Fucking with y'all. Goddamn Goldie cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. Somebody else go, man. Oh, damn, my bad. I just remembered y'all. But nah, hell yeah. If the bitch is trying to be all extra distant and shit now, my nigga, then either the other person that was already in the picture is doing more than what you doing and she's taking a liking to them better than she is to you. Or the bitch might actually just be confused, you know what I'm saying? She might actually just sat back and thought and looked at what's actually going on and thought about the shit that has been said and has been done and is scaring the bitch. So she, you know what I'm saying, she crab walking backwards.
Yep,
that's the child agree.
Leeching off of each other.
Yeah, I agree. Like, she... Yeah, I mean, it's kind of obvious that somebody else, you know, trying to pitch something out of her, too, and maybe, at least in her mind, they got more to bring to the table than you. All that I can say is improve
Occupy
on
your
you.
Time, homie.
And yeah, exactly. Improve yourself, and then if you don't see a difference in that mood, then man, you need to go ahead and make some moves yourself.
Here I'm gonna tell you this, homie. One thing that has always worked for me, what you do is you just stop calling or texting. If that motherfucker calls or texts you, then it might be something there. If you don't hear shit after 3 days, let that shit. Man, fuck that. After a day, 2 days, really? Because if a motherfucker fuck with you enough on a day-to-day basis, if you don't hit them in a day or 2 days, that third day they going to call to see what's up, what's going on. You hurt, you're high, you're dead, you're alive, you're breathing, what's going on. But if not, it's something else, my nigga, real shit. That's always
Yeah,
real.
I'm going to tell you the first thing in. Somebody, a certain person, you know, y'all know him. Recent news. A certain person didn't hit me the heck back up. Acting about to me, shit, and it still hasn't hit me. So that should tell you something. Don't still do the person if that's what they're going to do. So if they care, they will at least hit you up and say something to show you they care.
Can't go off. know. I could tell you. Depending on that person that she is, I can say she either really doesn't want to talk to you at the moment, like meaning like today or yesterday, whatever day. I think you wrote this in yesterday. So she either really didn't want to talk to you yesterday, or she really wanted to talk to somebody else today that she was talking, didn't want to talk to you. That's just as simple as it is. Because the stuff that you pointed out, I don't know. If you as young as I think that you are, because you said you young, which means you under 18, but you said you ain't that young. So I'm going to just put you in the 15 to 18 range. If you doing all that shit at that age in 5 months and stuff, and then you saw, oh my God, I'm going to jump off of the bridge.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm going to jump off.
Yeah, you know what? I wasn't even thinking about the age. But I can tell you straight up, you ain't love, bro. You go on about your day.
Yeah, I would say you just focus on yourself. Especially with whatever, you ain't got to worry about no crazy ass girl. It's so many girls out here that want a boyfriend that wants a man that's all to themselves. Don't focus on a girl that don't want to give you the time of day or doesn't want to show you that she wants to be with you.
That was happening to Major League Semi-Automatic about this time last year. But since I realized I was out of character, I got that shit together. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, go on, listen to that third info we did
last week. I mean, last year.
Hey, look, and I was out of there, too, and that ain't me in no way, shape, form, or fashion. So, yeah, homie, listen to that shit, my nigga, real shit. If that bitch don't seem like she want to give you the time of day, leave that hoe alone. Fuck trying to prove yourself to that bitch. Niggas be talking about, bitches be talking about prove yourself. Fuck that shit. Shouldn't have to prove, bitch. My actions that's going on should be enough right now. Yeah, you know I mean, and if that ain't, then fuck that bitch, nigga. Young Drotone, fuck that bitch.
Simi was in his feelings like Jay Boog when he found out Lil Saint died. That's how bad.
Bitch, hold on. You just fired me up, though. I can't even get mad.
No, how about one of these ladies that has a blog, Miss G, and she posted on Facebook how she's mad that he didn't win the Oscar for that performance because he was show giving Oscar performance on that low budget ass movie.
Damn. I think
burned him.
I think Marcus Houston should have won an Oscar too, because he gotta be the only nigga that danced in the middle of the damn thunderstorm and didn't die.
Chase has a rope. He has a rise. Goddamn me.
Your boy Marion deserves an Oscar. Because he the one.
Which one of them was on crutches?
No, that was Marcus Houston.
Okay, hold on. Press pause. We are not finna discuss that whole ass movie taking up our time on our motherfucking show. Fuck that whole ass movie. Nigga, we was in like middle school in the beginning of high school. Fuck that whole ass movie.
I'm right as an Oscar because this nigga was faking that little fake ass performance and he was faking sweet. Nigga, nobody was falling for that shit. That shit was so poorly done. Oh, yeah. I'm just waking up looking at me.
Yeah, I don't get
how
it's okay, though.
Hey, hold on. Why are we reading it behind? Shout out to that scary movie they put out.
Little boys and their feelings. This is a little boy that actually used to be at the center. That I used to actually be over as a teacher or whatever. And basically, he says, I'm 19. He said, but you already know this shit. I just went through somewhat of a breakup. The relationship was not super long or serious, but it was the closest I had gotten to a serious girlfriend, not just friends with benefits type shit. He said, before and during the relationship, I was really happy and confident in myself. Now that we broke up, I look at myself and I feel inadequate, less good looking, and just overall unconfident in myself and who I am. I'm definitely not naturally happy anymore. I don't know if it's whether the breakup or if it's just really I'm not as great as I thought I was. I used to feel like the life of the party and that girls always wanted to talk to me and look at me. Now I look around and self-consciously compare myself to other people. Am I just having confidence issues or am I actually less attractive than I thought because of this stupid-ass breakup?
Okay, wait, first off, pause on that.
Less attractive, meaning, like, is he less attractive as far as, like, two ladies? Like, not actually asking, is he attractive? Like,
okay,
he wants to know
you.
If his confidence issues.
I'm answering that question. East side of the question quickly for you. First part you said was, what was the first question he asked? Because he asked a two-part question. Is it what or is it what?
He said he looks around and self-consciously compares himself to other people. He said, am I just having a confidence issue or am I just actually less attractive than I thought I was?
It's both. It's actually crazy. It's both. It's, the answer is both. You're having a confidence issue because, you know, when you feel it's somebody you actually like that you thought liked you like that, you were like, hey, bam, you felt like you was on top of the world, especially like you said you ain't been in a serious relationship. So your feelings were in it real bad. And then when you lost that piece of that puzzle, you know, you feel like you weren't adequate anymore because now you're like the person you really have feelings about because they care about you no more, so why does it matter anymore? And the law of attraction, they go to the other part of the question. The reason why you seem less attractive is because of the law of attraction. If you don't have that confidence in you anymore, people are going to read it off of you, and they're going to be like, well, I don't like that dude because people like people that are real confident about themselves. You know, that's why everybody else has an extra cocky. But you can't be cocky, but you got to find that in you to get that confidence back in you because they're not going to flock to you like that because they see that you down. And it's like a woman, they want somebody they can walk around and say, well, yeah, my man's proud, you know, whatever. So that's what's up.
Here's my friends.
Okay.
I give you the short of what I of what
he finally finished.
Shut up. But basically, like I said, I agree with him. It is both. It is both a confidence issue and you are less attractive because, yeah, you might be feeling like, you know, this isn't this or this isn't that. But just like he was speaking on law of attraction, if somebody see you in the corner looking like you, especially as a guy, because it's more noticeable on a guy when he doesn't feel confident or things like that. Not shy, don't confuse it with shy, but just less confident. It's very readable and it's not cute. Like, we automatically see it as, oh no, insecurities, we don't have to deal with that, I don't want it. Like, I don't want it. And so my thing is, even though it sounds cliche, you have to actually act confident to become confident again because it's going to seem fake to you anyways. If you can write this whole letter about yourself and say that you don't feel however you're supposed to feel, then that's how you feel anyway. So you pretending to be confident or you being confident is going to seem fake anyway. So you have to practice actually being confident with yourself before you try to be confident out in the world with people.
I thought you said you were going to give a short answer.
Yeah, my stance is, I guess you can take it to the step that the same stuff y'all said, but I think it's also just a form of, like when you said the whole thing about the whole feeling like the life of the party thing, I just think it's a form of maturity that you kind of sort of mixing up with your feelings you got right now. Like, maybe you didn't outgrew it because, like, you spent so much time with this other person that all that other stuff then got old to you at the same time. And I'm saying, you know, you spent your time trying to groom yourself for this lady, and they are not together anymore. It just need to migrate, like, find different spots to meet, to meet people, man. That's my only word of advice that I can add on top of what's already been said. But I wouldn't say you should think you're less attractive just because you can got turned down. You just, I mean, that's just the way you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. You gotta move on to something else, need something better.
I'm gonna throw a quick side on that. I mean, one of my homeboys, there's one girl where I'm dancing, and he good now, man, so trust me.
If you don't stop trying to tell that joke, it's not going to be funny today. Oh. Timmy, you got want to give your answer, or you done?
Well, y'all pretty much said everything there is to say, and then some. But I don't think it's so much as both. I just really think it's because of the breakup, bro. That's all it really, to me, that's what everything it sums up to. So I'm just going to say it's the breakup that got you feeling like that. That's all it really is, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you had the bitch put up on a pedestal, you know what I'm saying? You thought she was too good for you to have in the first place, then that would really kill your vibe, you know what I'm saying? So you probably had the bitch too high up on the pedestal any motherfucking way, bro. To me, that's what I think it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everything just amounts to the breakup.
Okay. He said thank y'all. I'm gonna just sum up with him and talk to him after the show. See what everything's going. The last letter is from a girl that wanted everybody on Facebook to give her an answer or call in or comment on their status or whatever. Basically, her letter is, I'm going to sum it up because she was wrong. Basically, she said she's really confused because around their 2-year anniversary, which was a month ago, she found out a lot of stuff about her ex. And, you know, when you find out stuff, it kind of makes it hard to believe if you don't want to go off of, you know, give me some proof, or you don't want to be that type of person that has to nag or whatever. And so basically she found out that, you know, he had talked to one person when they was talking, but it was a tranny. It wasn't like I'm trying to talk to a girl, da da da. This is a person that he had been hitting up regularly. It was a tranny. And she found that out. She found out that he was talking, he was trying to do some side job that was sexually related. I'm not going to get to what that is. He was going to do some side job that was sexually related. He is well known in Facebook, and the stuff that she did show me is extracurricular as hell. Basically, she wants to know if you get proof, if you feel in your heart that something is true, or that you feel that it's not true, but it's so much shit that's been put on the table all at one time, how would you handle it when it comes to confronting the person, or, you know, just letting it go? She said, how would you go about the two things?
Repeat that question.
Basically, to put it shorter, she wants to know if you found out from somebody all this stuff about your current boyfriend or girlfriend, and whether you thought it was true or not true, how would you handle it? She wants to know how you would handle it if it was true and if it was not true, because she says she believes some of the stuff isn't true and she wants to just let it go. But some of the stuff, even if she feels that it's not true, she still needs to address it, because if it's a rumor, he needs to know that's going around about him.
Well, I don't want people to tell me if they thought I was a trainee.
Fuck you, man. If anybody think I'm fucking with a tranny, let me know who that motherfucker is so we can get the one-on-one and see what's going on here. You talking about who told you what? Because I'm going straight to the horse's mouth. Hey, you mean? Bitch, I want to know who said what, when, where, why, and the bitch, and how did you come about getting this information? Here you mean, bitch, we getting to the bottom of this shit. Because that's just some shit you don't fuck around with. You fucking around with a life with shit like that, my nigga. Because real nigga shit, I know a lot of niggas, including me, that would kill a nigga over some hoe ass shit like that. Simi's done.
All right.
Tell that, you better investigate, goddamn me. Y'all better find out what the fuck is going on here, you mean.
Hey,
I don't give a damn about fuck all that secrecy and shit. Shit, bitch, you better find out what's going on, bitch.
Plus 48, nigga.
But she's saying I'm taking away. I guess that that's one of those things that she doesn't think is true, and she wants to just sweep under the rug. But like she said, the stuff, some of the stuff like that, that she thinks is untrue, she still thinks she should tell him. Because it is a rumor that's going around.
Hell yeah. If that's your nigga and you with that nigga, then that information that is put out there, goddamn me, could possibly damage how you are looked at. So you goddamn right. Mm-hmm. You need to investigate that shit.
Okay.
Here you mean.
Investigate.
She just sent him a quick response in the email. She said, no, it's not just that I don't want to tell him. It's just that I think that he would think that I'm snooping around and trying to find this shit out when I wasn't looking for this shit and he came and found me.
Okay, well, then stress that fact. Shit, nigga, you wasn't looking for that shit. The shit was brought to you. So by you being my boo, I'm bringing the shit to you, and we gonna figure this shit out if it needs to be figured out. If you want to just let the shit linger, then goddamn me, the shit must be true. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just saying.
Girl.
Yeah, I was saying that. Either you take it to the grave or
right,
you get to the bottom of it, because I'm sure he don't want to know.
Just like they say when you get married, goddamn me, speak now or forever hold your peace. Then the only two things you can do, speak up now or just shut the fuck up and get rid of that info. Goddamn me, don't think about it, talk about it, none of that. But I guarantee you going to think about it. You're going to end up saying something about it to yourself, of course. So you might as well go and get that shit out in the wash right now.
I was about to say, if it's something like him fucking with a tranny or him being possibly gay, if you hold on to that for the rest of your life, you either gonna
bitch, you gonna be bald headed.
You either he gonna do something that, you know, he could be joking and you think he's seriously as hell, like, see, he might be gay. I believe it. Like, or B, somewhere down the line, if y'all get into an argument, you gonna pull that. And see, I found out that you might be talking to a motherfucking Travis, so I'm gonna hear shit you gotta say anyway. And then he liable to bust you upside your motherfucking head.
He'll bust you right in your
for
shit.
For playing with his emotions. I'm just because I know right now, if I seriously sit down with my fiance and tell that nigga, you talking to a tranny nigga, he gonna look at me like, who you talking to? You better shut the fuck up. You ain't talking to me. He gonna look at me like, who you talking to?
Shit, where that motherfucker at? Where that motherfucker at?
So, yeah. I think just you as a woman and his woman, that's some shit you should be like, okay, bitch, where you get it from? Like, how you know? Let me know. Like, let me know. Let me know. Since you came to my inbox and you think it's that important to tell me about my nigga life, why don't you let me know how you know this?
And yeah, then somebody secretly want them or something.
Exactly.
Be careful, man. We going to show the world.
Especially if you've seen this crap that's been happening on Facebook about how all these trannies keep making these fake pages and getting fake text
and blasting these niggas.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised that if they take the next step and then, you know, he trying to defend himself and the whole Fort Worth or Dallas or Arlington, you know, is like, no, maybe you go. And so, you know, you're going to be the only one that's on his side. But like Jimmy said earlier, what's that going to say about you? I would go ahead and bid that shit today, tomorrow.
That nigga shit. On the cool, if that nigga sitting on the couch playing the game, God damn it, when the show go off at 12, of course, you're going to have to wait till the show go off. I'm just saying. But when the show go off, I'm going to need you to reach over. Hey, babe, cut that shit out. We got some shit we need to discuss right now. Here you be. If that nigga say no, for real, if that nigga say no, get your goddamn ass up, cut the motherfucker off, unplug it. Nah, nigga, this shit here real. Here you be. Stress that shit. Get that shit understood. That ain't nothing to play with.
She said she'll write about the other stuff.
What'd you say, Chase?
Tell him I heard you gay wide.
I heard you. Oh, hold on. What's that shit? What's that or nah shit on Facebook or nah? You gay or nah?
Oh, my God. I hate or nah or what? I hate
that.
Yeah. I hate it.
Is he gay or nah? What's up? Tell me something. What's going on? I need my ass kicked. DJ said
I would jokingly joke about it. Like I would, that's just how I would react to it. Something like that. I wouldn't take it seriously at first.
Nah, nigga, that's because you play too much.
No, my thing is no. But I'm saying like that. I would screenshot it and send that to like my fiance and be like, so we gay now. You know, and of course he'd be like, man, shut the fuck up, or no, get the fuck out of here. It's gonna be one of those two answers. Now, if you stand around doing anything else, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. So, I don't know, girl. She said she's gonna write in the rest of the stuff that, you know, that she, once she's sitting down and talk to him or whatever, she'll write and see how it goes, just to give us an update. But, you know.
Yeah, baby, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Let us know next week. Same time, same place.
That ain't from my boy.
Yeah, that ain't from a pimp named Slickback.
Oh, my God, I hate him.
the first inductee to the Hall of Shame, here you talking about.
That nigga forever on the block list. In my damn
ear. You hear me? This nigga say forever.
So we in the last 3 minutes of the show. Thank you for all y'all letters, all y'all music submissions. Shout out to Young TN sending me music for next week already. And basically this last 3 minutes and maybe a little bit more, we're going to let y'all go ahead and pick y'all shout outs and what's going on in the DFW area that people can do this weekend.
All right, hold on. Let me take a deep breath right quick.
Oh, shit. Let me get this button ready.
Nah, I'm just bullshitting. Y'all know how we do it every week at DME. We got the Limelights every Friday. That's 2501 North Main. This Friday is the New Ever Takeover. You know what I'm saying? New Ever gonna be filming that thing, man. It's gonna be a motherfucking movie. We got DJ Dub J and goddamn me DJ Cut on the ones and twos. We got Banger C turning that bitch up. We got Ace B turning that bitch up. You know what I'm saying? You know, this shit powered by Fly Dreamers ENT. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn me. 10 to 2. Everybody free till midnight. Come fuck with us this Friday. That's 2501 North Main Street. Folkett Town, Texas, in the stockyard. Hey, 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 hoe ass nigga. Hey, hey. You wrong in the motherfucker for that shit. Hey, I'ma shank you when I see you though. I'ma shank you when I see you. Hey, and don't forget every Saturday we at Zonga's. That's in North Richland Hills. That's 7657 Boulevard 26.
I gotta say, 7618
Come fuck with me as long as they're
I'm about feeling a little bit right now. I can't go to that place yet. My emotions ain't ready to go back there yet.
Oh, you caught up over the little bitch you had in the corner.
I love the three buttons for seeing me. It pisses him off every time.
Oh, Cindy, Cindy, Cindy.
Y'all know I love y'all, man. Y'all know I love
y'all. Niggerly niggers. You're going to send all your stuff to i.drip.honey@gmail.com. You send all your music, your pocket changes, your comments, suggestions, your roast, your toast, and then all the rest of that shit that rhymes.
And you motherfuckers
time,
ain't doing the most.
Until next time, niggas. 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, 11 Eastern, and the rest of that, y'all gonna have to go Google y'all time zones and shit. So, see y'all. I let you
Major League. We out.
I'm gonna do it.